and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
Boom. That was pretty dope.
Thanks, man.
Bring back beatboxing, man.
Yeah.
Go check that episode
absolutely
out.
Absolutely. And you always should anyway. Even if you don't watch the episode, just do it in general. Just bring back beatboxing.
Yeah, just in general.
Beatboxing is always cool.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let me know when we started.
All right. So we started about a minute ago. So our listeners have been listening for about a minute and 2 seconds, and I'm pretty sure they're already pissed off at us.
Oh, so we started already.
Yeah, we're already in.
Okay. Did they hear my thoughts about 9/11? I don't think it would be a good idea for us to display that.
I don't think so.
Okay, that's good. So we'll just carry on and pretend like this never happened. Anyways, Young World. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for coming back to another week, another edition of our episode. The Blanco, Carlos, and Ryan, and I am clearly Carlos, and that is Ryan. As much as people might be deceived by the poncho that he's wearing, he is still Ryan, not Rien or El Rienor.
Rodrigo. Rodrigo Sanchez.
Yeah, but he's Ryan. Still Ryan. Anyways, Ryan, go ahead and say hi to the kids.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Boom.
You know, definitely do appreciate you coming in for another episode with Carlos and I. You know, I always say it, but it's definitely appreciated just because, you know, Carlos and I definitely do this every week. You know, or at least we try to keep it consistent and, you know, just the amount of stuff that we think about and like talk about and, you know, outside of the show, you know, we're just trying to put some stuff together, you know, for our listeners to be able to kind of be entertained and, you know, maybe listen to some new ideas, new events, maybe that you didn't know what was going on. So, you know, definitely do appreciate you coming in every week. This week flew. It really did.
Sorry, you say something.
But happy Thursday.
Oh,
hope you had a good week.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Friday if you haven't been listening on a Friday, and happy weekend if you have
happy
to be listening
Kwanzaa
on the
if you're still listening to this back on December.
Yeah. Yeah. If for whatever reason the time lines up, sometimes
happy,
they do.
Happy whatever that is.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes
happy
they
whatever
do.
That is. Caitlin Clark's getting a Nike deal, a Nike shoe.
Really?
Signature shoe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's sick.
So what, you're buying a pair?
I would like to buy a pair. That'd be pretty sick. I don't know of any other women's shoe.
I can't think of any.
Like,
I think the one the Williams
Lakers.
Sisters.
Yeah, the, oh, well, not, like, I mean basketball.
Oh, basketball wise.
Yeah, definitely for tennis and stuff like that, I'm sure. Yeah. Like Serena Williams.
Nicki Minaj has a shoe. Williams.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
From Nike?
I don't know if it's Nike, though.
Because Nike's like...
Nike's pretty up
that's
there.
That's the epitome
up there, up
of
there.
Having a shoe deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Caitlin Clark is getting a signature shoe.
That is wild. Good for her, man.
She's sick. Rolling in the bag, man.
Yeah. You know?
I believe she's got a sponsorship with State Farm going. And now the shoe deal.
That's hype.
Good for her, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it goes to show you, folks. The NBA doesn't have to pay you a lot of money for you to make a lot of money. Or WNBA, rather.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, you dream, hope, you know, dream big and hope you make the top three at WNBA draft. Because if anything else, you ain't getting no shoe deals, folks.
I saw the some sort of like statistic the other day, or it was like an Instagram post or on Reddit. And it was talking about like her first 3 years, like estimated deals or something like that. And I don't know what this is in comparison to other WNBA players, but I think like your first rookie year, you sign like a $70,000 contract and then it jumps to like 90 for your second year, and then they're anticipating her third year to be at like 200 something, and then finally when you're like in the fucking weeds of it, like making the dough in the WNBA, it's like 300,000,
right,
or something like that.
Fair enough.
Which is nothing in comparison to some of the bench players on the NBA.
That's right.
But crazy. I'm hyped for the shoe deal. That's cool.
Good for her.
I'd like to see it.
If y'all want to make it a success, y'all gotta. You know what? I gotta rant about some of these complaints that I'm hearing about the financials for what the WNBA players are getting. These draft players. So apparently, Caitlin was the highest. She's getting like 700,000, I think,
wow,
her first year, and then the next one is like 400,000, and the next like 300,000.
Oh, so I was wrong then.
No, that's a WNBA strictly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the shoe deal.
That's a good amount of money, man.
That's a lot of money. Here's the deal. Everyone's like, oh, they should be getting millions. They should be in the millions. Why can't they just do the same thing like the NBA players? Folks, if you can't tell me who won the WNBA championship last year, you need to shut up on this one.
Yeah.
The thing is here, the reason why they get paid so low is because they're not putting enough asses in seats. Y'all are not watching the games.
Yeah, that is true. Unfortunately.
Plain and simple. Don't complain about pay disparity if you're not watching the game. If you can't tell me who the starting five for any WNBA team is, you need to shut up. Stop complaining. Start watching games. Spread the word. That's how businesses grow. That's how people make money. You're not happy about it? Do something about it.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that. It's plain and simple. Don't complain. Men lie. Women lie. Numbers don't. I'm outside.
Weird. It's really delayed. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, Carlos, it is a business. Like, you know, as much as we would like it to be, you know, equal in a certain sense, like, there's just not enough people watching it, not enough people funding it. And, you know, it's not anything us against it.
It's just you gotta watch the games. You gotta watch.
I was really hyped for Toronto to potentially get a team during that time. Like if they had a
big turnout when they came here.
They had a huge turnout.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if we sold out, but I remember looking at some of the tickets and they were like $100 for like the 300.
It was a big turnout.
So like, you know, I'm sure Toronto in a sense they missed out, especially with the amount of like popularity that women's college basketball came out with this year during the Final Four in the NCAA.
Yeah.
Like only a matter of time that it's going to like start doing well. Absolutely. Or doing better in a sense. You know what I mean? It might take a long time just for people to, you know, get over that hump and actually start watching it. But, you know, shout out to Caitlin Clark. Like, you know,
good for her.
Part of it is her making it big. There's that other girl, I believe, on LSU.
Angel Reese.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
There was another girl, I forget. She's like this, like, she's like a point guard on some team.
I know who you're talking about.
Blonde girl.
Blonde.
I think she was blonde. But yeah, like just, you know, the amount of like studs that were coming out of this this year, you know what I mean? Like it made a big deal. And like a lot of people were coming out and watching the show, like watching it, this and that. I even watched a couple games, which I normally don't, which is really cool. So
yeah,
exciting, man. Just unfortunate that it hasn't gotten to that point, but you know, who knows what it holds in the future.
In due time. Yeah, and Caitlin, if you're watching, fly me out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's that whole joke now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like you're making some solid money. Fly me out. Hey. I got you.
Hey.
She's 6 foot.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Good for her.
Yeah. 6 feet.
Yeah.
I'm 6'1", Caitlin.
Hey.
I'm 6'1".
Hey, if let's say for example, there was like some like sugar mama WNBA player making $500K a year.
Well, get my ticket.
And she was like, Carlos. Like, what are you saying?
When do you need me at the Phoenix airport? When do you need me at? When's the ticket? What are you kidding?
Yeah. You stay.
She's gonna, what city?
Phoenix.
They play for Phoenix?
Who?
The WNBA player.
I think they have a Phoenix. Yeah,
I believe they have a Phoenix team. Yeah.
I believe they have a Phoenix. See, I don't even know.
It's
but
hot.
Like,
it's hot over there.
Yeah, it's very hot. You can like boil an egg or like cook an egg on the floor.
Yeah, it's hot over there, man. Damn.
But they're like, we fly you out. Get a limo to pick you up from the airport. Ship you to the airport.
Wow.
I mean, ship you to the hotel.
Damn.
She comes in, does her thing. She leaves you there. Goes to the game. After the game, comes back, does her thing, and then flies you home.
Wow.
You doing this?
Two in a day? Are you kidding?
You
have? I'm not complaining. Let's get it. And if it was a bad loss, oh, girl, I'm so sorry. Oh, it was a tough loss, baby.
I'll stay another day.
Shit. I'll stay. You know what I mean? We don't have to do anything. Yeah. We can just cuddle. And like.
I don't see no issues, man.
And they'll? Shit.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Let's go. Y'all start the movement right now, man. Yeah. Fellas, let's get flown out. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah,
trying to be a WNBA, you know, Real Housewives of the WNBA, Real House Husbands of the WNBA. Let's get it.
I'm telling you, man. Nowadays, they're going to have like dude groupies standing outside the WNBA.
Yeah, man. Are you kidding?
Like, flashing them.
Just like,
whatnot.
Yo, I love you. Just take this and zip your pants. Like, whoa, arrest this pervert. Oh, shit. Y'all don't do that? No. Okay, my fault.
I love you, Caitlin.
Yeah. Shit. Why not?
Hey.
You know what? Groupies for a WNBA. Why not, baby?
I don't see anything wrong
with
that.
Just saying, y'all need to play here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We got some fine fellas for y'all if y'all come through. Just saying. And ladies, too, because I know how some of y'all WNBA players roll.
Yeah.
Okay? So, apparently Kanye punched a dude.
Who's he punching?
Who's
Kanye mad at now?
He's okay, let me read you the statement. This is from Complex. Shout out to Complex. Kanye West is reportedly being sought by the LAPD over a battery incident that went down on Tuesday night. Per TMZ, police were told that Ye punched a stranger in the face after the man allegedly pushed or grabbed West's wife, Bianca. The assailant didn't merely collide into her. He put his hands under her dress, directly on her body.
Oh,
he grabbed her wrist. He spun her around, and then he blew her kisses. She was battered and sexually assaulted. The way this was described, it sounds like he tried to dance with her. That is wild.
What a wild story.
It is an interesting story. But
if that actually happened to his wife, then all for you, Kanye.
Yeah, good for you.
That's messed up. Yeah, people can't be doing that shit.
No, it's very inappropriate.
Can't be doing that.
It's very inappropriate. Shame on you, whoever you are, sir.
I thought it was like a Kanye was his
going
ham.
Like, I was like, fuck, man. Yeah. I'm a goddamn superhero. Yeah. You.
Me?
Yeah. Boom. Oh, my God. Yeah. Why?
Or maybe like, how come I'm not in this rap beef right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying to start a beef. Yeah. I'm trying to start beef with somebody.
Hey, I'm not
you, fan. Are you the one that served me that bad drink earlier? Yes, sir, and I did apologize. Pow!
Right in the kisser.
Right in the kisser. But yeah, that's how Kanye rules, man. You know what? You got to punch some people. Sometimes you got to resort to violence.
Hey,
kids,
wouldn't be surprised.
Always resort to violence if you're listening.
The worst possible advice ever.
I think
kids
it's good.
We're giving kids.
Okay. I guess it's good.
No, I'm just kidding. Sometimes it's necessary.
Oh, boy. You know, don't do that.
You know? With your kids, they don't learn.
Jeez,
I was having
not
this
even the belt. This guy does this. He's like, "Hey,
don't flinch." I was having this conversation with one of my buddies the other day. We're sitting at the bar having Caesars and
Caesars.
Yeah,
you know we used to be like we used to go to war.
Yeah,
men used to go to war.
I know.
You know.
And now we drink Caesars.
And now you drink Caesars at bars.
But we were talking about her her friend and how she's got kids and her kids like you know they mess up sometimes stuff like that they do some bad stuff and then I was asking her I'm like well does so and so like does she hit her kids at all like you know I was like discipline
you brought this up
I brought it up
fascinating
and then you know she's like no I don't think she does. And I'm like, oh, damn. I'm like, you know, because it's weird because when I was younger, you know, we got it bad. You know, Usher. And
No Usher, really.
And then she's like, me too, man. She's like, if I swear those are my kids, they would have got
damn. Oh, my damn.
And I'm like, me too, girl. Oh,
damn.
But I know what you mean. You know, modern day, you don't really touch your kids. This and that.
Yeah, after that, I'm going to beat the shit out of my kids. Yo, try to act right. Yo, you could go ahead and fuck me. You could put a TikTok, Instagram. Yo, I swear, if you talk back to me or your mom, or you doing bad in school, And you being a delinquent? No, you getting that belt. I ain't raising no softy, okay?
It's crazy.
I'm going to tell you.
I was on Reddit the other day, and I saw this really quick video about, like, I think it was, like, I'm the main character Reddit.
Great subreddit.
You've seen that?
Subreddit, yeah.
So this one, there was, like, this teen, and I think, like, the school teacher took his vape or something like that. He's vaping in class.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And the student comes out and he's like yelling at the teacher. And then all of a sudden he gets up and slaps her across the face.
Yeah, I see.
Like that. Twice or something
That's
like
crazy.
That. And
that's uncalled for.
I remember just like, man, these kids, like, they got no idea.
No idea.
Fearless.
Are you kidding me?
Fearless.
Man, I would have, if I heard that story, if that was my kid, I would have called him out outside after, been like, yo, meet me outside.
Yeah.
It's like, dad, I'm going to beat your ass outside in front of your friends.
You're waiting outside for him to come out of school.
Like, yo, what's up? I'm calling his friends. Be like, yo, I'm about to whoop my son's ass. I need a watch. Pull out your cell phone. You trying to slap a teacher? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
You know, crazy. I'm going to whoop this kid's ass. Crazy. I'm going to embarrass him on social media. And you know what else? If Child Protective Services go ahead, it's like, go ahead. I know how long they take to get here, so I'm going to whoop your ass before they do. And then I'm going to tell them, you know what? I'm glad you took them. Now you're the government's problem.
It's actually crazy.
Mental. Unbelievable. Ah.
Some of these kids, man.
Speaking of kids, guess who's pregnant and is getting engaged?
Guess who's pregnant and is getting engaged? I literally have no clue. I have no idea who you're talking about.
It's me.
It's you. You're pregnant and getting engaged.
I am not pregnant. That is not scientifically possible. I got a female pregnant.
Okay.
It's unfortunate. Her name is Anastasia.
Oh,
I believe that's her name. I believe that's her work name.
It's a beautiful name.
I don't know her name outside of work. But
oh.
She told me that she was pregnant. And I'm like, okay, I guess we got to do this marriage stuff.
Shotgun wedding.
Yeah.
Is the father going to be holding the shotgun?
I believe he's holding the belt if I don't act right at the wedding.
Okay.
I don't believe he is licensed to carry a weapon.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
It's what it is. And I hope you all attend. Obviously, I'm kidding. I have not gotten any women pregnant, no matter what you hear on the news or whatever about social, all that stuff about, parental custody. I did not father any kids.
But
I'm not fresh or fit. Which one of those clowns got that female pregnant? You dork. You know about that story?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay, well, I'll just tell you who got pregnant and stuff. We'll talk about that later. But Ashanti is pregnant.
Ashanti's pregnant
by Nelly.
By Nelly?
Yeah. They're on to us, bro. Get the fuck out of close the set.
Oh God.
Yeah.
We got a. Damn.
Yeah.
Were they like together?
They broke up a few years back, but they got back together recently.
Damn, that's hot.
That is hot in here. Hot in here.
Good for Nelly, man.
Good for Nelly.
I like
and
Nelly.
Ashanti.
I like Nelly and Ashanti.
Roll with me, oh baby.
Yeah. Me. Damn, I didn't know.
Take control of me.
That's sick.
I just wanna love you, baby.
How old is she now? She's gonna be in her late 30s,
probably 40s, man.
40s, right?
Yeah.
Good for her, man. She probably still looks good. I haven't seen a picture of her.
Probably attractive.
I haven't seen a picture
she
of her.
Attractive.
Anymore. It's crazy. You always think like Ashanti would have been with Ja Rule eventually.
You think
all,
so?
With all those like songs.
Hell no. Oh,
there's a lot
God,
of touching. There's a lot of touching in those videos.
Oh, there's a lot of touchy,
touchy. A lot of touching, grinding in those
touchy,
videos.
Feely,
man.
Feely, touchy, touchy. But murdering, they're a bunch of clowns. I'm sorry, Ashanti. Sorry you had to associate with them. At the same time, I mean, you made hits with them, so. I can't complain.
You made your money.
You made your money. Yeah. And now live better. Walmart. All right. Let's talk about Fresh and Fit. So Fresh and Fit, I'm sure you know of the podcast.
So it's some sort of podcast. That's all I know about it. I don't know who does it. I don't know what they talk about.
These two do talk. They're basically the alpha males. They feel that men are superior than women. you know, red pill, blue pill.
Blah, it's called blah, Fresh blah, and blah, Fit.
Fresh and Fit.
And there's like, does it stand for anything?
That, no, it's their names.
Oh, okay.
So Fresh is the nickname of one guy and Fit is the other dude. So Fresh, so basically they both preach about, you know, you should, you know, you are superior to women. You know, don't go with escorts. Don't go with all these, you know, females that do all these sign up for OnlyFans and all that whatnot. Only because, you know, if they have like a high body count, then they're worthless. Blah, 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 blah. So these hypocrites, this specific hypocrite, turns out that this alleged female, he got knocked up, was an escort. And she wants to keep the baby, and homeboy's like, oh no, I don't want to be a dad. I'm not going to do that ish. I'm not about that.
Damn.
And they're all about, like, if you get a girl pregnant, you got to step up because I am the man of the house. I'm going to take care of the woman and the man and the female, blah, 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 blah. Now he's all like, I'm not going to step up because I don't want no kids. I just do not want kids.
Is this all like proven?
It's all
like,
there's phone calls recorded. There's screenshots.
Wow, that's crazy. Messages. Oh my God.
It's, yeah.
Damn.
The pregnancy test is up. It's confirmed.
So this guy like exposed, like full exposed. Yeah. And like how much like is Fresh for like a huge podcast? Like
they had a pretty big following.
Yeah.
They got demonetized by YouTube a few years back because they said some pretty outlandish ish.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah,
kind of like what's happening to us.
No, eventually
it's gonna happen.
Yeah. That one episode is gonna be like, well, don't
aliens are real, mother.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
But crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah, so crazy. Like, do they know the girl? Is the girl like anonymous?
She was on the show previously.
Oh,
she was one of the female because it's basically the two men, and then they surround themselves with these females. And they just discuss things and topics with the females.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they sometimes berate the females for saying something out of line. You know that video that you sent me about that kid that went off on that one girl in the podcast? It was like he asked the girl's opinion, like, can you rate me between 1 through 10? And she said like a 6.
Oh, okay.
It's similar like that, but not as bad as that. Well, even like, at some point is bad, but that was awful. That was absolutely horrendous. I think we talked about it in this podcast.
I think we did.
And that was horrendous. But it's similar. It's actually that room. That the Fresh and Fit, they use that same studio to record their show.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Fresh, if you're watching this, you're a dork. All right. You loser. You coward.
So he literally like preaches all this like alpha male stuff.
Yes.
And then he went and got an escort pregnant.
A Chinese escort.
Did they address
thick
it?
Thick accent. What do you mean? Did on the they, show?
Yeah.
They did bring it up, yes.
They brought it up.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Well, he's like, oh, she's just a escort. Oh, she's nothing. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, okay.
She trapped me. She's just trapping me to use me for my money.
Damn. So he never addressed him like not being an alpha male in that moment.
There's text messages showing that she wanted him to use a condom, but the guy never used a condom.
Damn. That's sad, man.
That is sad.
That's sad on his end.
That's sad for the child. Fuck him.
Sad for the child.
Yeah. That's screwed Fresh.
Well, it's like, it's just funny because like I get like the media presence that you currently have on your podcast. Like you try to be somebody that you're not realistically, mm-hmm. right? And then it's funny because like guys, they can spit this whole like alpha male game, but as soon as you see some good looking, you know,
good looking what? Please describe.
Good looking love.
Good looking love.
Some like absolute, you know, remind me of my Jeep.
Oh boy,
you know,
you are referencing that track,
1986 Corolla.
Oh my God! All right, go ahead.
You know,
yeah.
Give it all up. Mm. You guys fooled, you know.
Get all my values.
Yeah, all my values, all my core ethics.
Values.
Hey,
all
man, that shit goes out the window. Yeah,
Have you seen the ass?
We
on
are
this
not
chick?
Smart.
Yeah. Sometimes we think not, with our penis. Yeah. That's
We're not good. We're not good.
Speaking of, there's also a similar situation. I'm sure the name Kai Cenat rings a bell.
Hmm.
That dude, popular streamer on Twitch.
Yep.
he had himself a scenario where there was he was doing a like a dating game on his show, and a female streamer popped up and she started clapping cheeks, her cheeks on the camera, and Kai was very mesmerized and just whoa, damn! And she's like, "Yo, you can pull up," and this is on Twitch, and she's like, and he's like, "Dead ass," and she's like, "Dead ass," and damn. And lo and behold, they were communicating, and they were frisky behind the scenes. And as of recently, it turns out that she took pictures of homeboy while he was sleeping.
Damn.
And took pictures of his private area.
Oh.
She populated some of it. But Kai Cenat went on a full tirade as of, on one of his recent streams. And told the world that she signed an NDA, so what she's doing is very much illegal.
So she's getting sued.
So he's going to sue her for everything.
Wow.
And on top of that,
what she got? She's clapping cheeks on...
She was a porn star.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So,
Man, the fame fucking gets you into some crazy places, like, man.
You know? So, on top of that, he go wow on this tirade.
Deadass.
He opened, yeah, deadass. He's like, deadass. He's like, you can pull up. And she's like, and what? He's like,
for real though?
Deadass.
Damn. Easy.
That easy.
That easy when you're famous, mm-hmm. man.
They trap you. But on top of the tire, on top of the him admitting he's going to sue her, he bought out her domain website. So every time you type in her website, it just goes to videos of Kai exposing her secrets.
Wow.
Exposing how she trapped him.
Wow, he got real revenge. He got he went
nuclear.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And wow. That's here's the thing, folks. Men, I want to talk to the guys out there. I root for all y'all, all right? Yeah. I want nothing but success for all men.
Listen up, everybody.
You know, but when you come to money, you got to stop thinking with your penis. All right? Not all of these females are looking for just sex. There comes a cost. All right? Some of these females may trap you with a pregnancy. Some may blackmail you for more moolah. Not all are looking for sex. My advice, if you come into money... And you really just want bunda, nothing else? Get yourself a non-disclosure agreement. All right? At the very least. But me personally, don't do it. It's not worth it. It really isn't. Some of these females are, you know, like the great poet once said, bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Damn.
Not all females, because there's good. If you find yourself a good female and, you know, and she's got your head right and she wants the best for you and does everything she can to make you happy and you vice versa for her, tie it down, folks. Embrace it. I'll forget all these sexy looking females. That's temporary. But love is necessary. That's all I got to say about that.
Damn.
Don't do it, folks.
Damn.
I need to make a PSA. You know what? That's our commercial. It's a PSA.
We're doing a PSA?
We're doing a PSA. All right. A public service announcement.
We're cutting to our PSA commercial.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Hey, Ryan,
we'll be right
back. I got some bad news. Carlos, what's on your mind, my friend?
Remember that chick with the bunda that I met up with 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Definitely do.
And she would have forgot? The bunda with the waist and the slimmies in the summer dress.
Can't forget the summer dress.
Well, turns out, man, I got her pregnant.
Pregnant.
Yeah, man. She's pregnant. And now I know you're asking yourself, how do you know this after only 2 weeks? Well, she sent me the test. And now I'm stuck. And my parents are pressuring me to marry her.
Damn, girls.
I should have made her sign this non-disclosure agreement. But me and my stupid mind. All I saw was that bunda. Now, she's probably going to take me for everything I got.
Damn.
What do I do?
You get yourself a non-disclosure agreement.
But it's too late. I got her pregnant.
You screwed, buddy. Looks like this is my podcast now.
I'm doomed. I'm there. She's going to take me for everything.
I have to tell you,
all girls, the money.
So what have you learned from this?
Use protection like a non-disclosure agreement. You didn't think I was talking about condoms. No, condoms are cowards. Ooh. Real men go wrong.
We're back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the public service announcement about NDAs and protecting yourself. You know, there's the cat in the background for those who are
stealing
watching
the damn show.
Our YouTube video.
Always stealing the spotlight. You're a real jerk. You know that?
But he's just chilling in the back. But one thing I wanted to update everybody on. I know that we had this in a previous episode. We were talking about the gold heist. A couple of months ago. It was actually last year in April, I think it was, or something like that.
Yeah, it was like a year ago.
About a year ago.
Yeah.
And I was reading through it, and for those who haven't seen the news, you know, they actually caught the people.
They
who did
caught the six.
The biggest gold heist, I think, in Canada or something like that ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was,
I think,
Burke's,
it was like $22 million.
Yeah, $22 million worth of gold. Mm. Burke's, for those who know the company, I think they were having the gold be sent over and stuff like that, so... Absolutely wild, man.
Mental.
A bunch of Brampton people, too.
Yeah, I think. Mississauga. I think it was like only like literally one Toronto guy.
Oh, my God, man.
It was so a crazy. Six or nine of them, I forget.
I don't know.
Like, there was only like one Toronto guy. The rest are either Brampton or Mississauga.
The only thing I know is that there was one person that was working for Air Canada.
A few of them were Air Canada.
I thought there was
employed.
One. Okay.
I'm like, man, yo, these guys are making good money. Yes. Why isn't it? I'll tell you why. It's true. Trudeau made goddamn Air Canada employees resort to committing the biggest heist in Canadian history under his watch. Now, I'm not going to be the one to say I told you so, but just saying, was there any other prime minister that had to suffer through a heist like this? I can't recall.
Come on, Trudeau.
Just saying.
Do better.
Yeah.
Be better.
Goddamn Hall of Famer of the some people's kids out here.
Speaking of that too, actually, gas prices just jumped
up
a high amount. For those who are in Ontario, people who don't live in Ontario, I don't know if it affected you or not. But we just had a huge hike in gas prices, and a lot of people are pissed.
Not happy. Doug Ford is even chiming in.
Yeah, he's not happy.
No, so.
Not happy.
That's Canada for you. What can you do, baby? You know, we got to move. I'm sorry. I guess it's time. I guess it's that time.
Yeah. Some people be doing it, man.
I mean,
some people
like,
making the push.
People are complaining. Like foreigners are coming to the country, be like, man, this is not what I anticipated of Canada being. Like, it's I'm losing more money than I am making money here.
Yeah,
and I don't blame you, man. But let's go back to the Furious Six or Nine that stole.
Yeah,
one of them actually got released today
on bail.
On bail, yeah.
Holy!
And, he
bail
went back
for that.
I assume he got his money.
Damn!
But he's back to posting on social media. He went to He went to a damn spa, just showing off the flaunting.
That is crazy.
But hey, I mean, he's comfortable. I guess he didn't play a big part as much as he thought.
These guys.
It was like
a
54-year-old. It was that 54-year-old bald dude.
Oh, he was like posting on social media and stuff? God, man. Social media.
Oh, boy. It's like, why? Like, why do anything like that? And if you feel like you're not guilty, fine. I get it. But keep on the hush hush, man. Especially when the police
are
watching. You know, just why? The feds are on your damn
case. Now it's like, this guy definitely did.
Yeah, like, bro, like, man, I can't believe this guy made bail.
Yeah. This
like,
guy definitely.
Bro.
Like, is that GIF and the like, he's pointing at the dude, man.
He did it. I mean, he's probably ratting.
Yeah, I wouldn't see why not, honestly.
Probably ratted, got a good deal, but who knows, man. But $22 million, damn, that's a lot of moolah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see the court case. Like, that's going to be another update, or probably the next update.
We have to hear about it on the news, which sucks about Canada. We don't have that long. Yeah.
But we can actually go sit in like physically sitting if we wanted
got
to.
That time.
But I know it's not people
everywhere. Ow! I hurt myself.
But yeah, I know. Crazy. So that's going to be probably our next update. So they caught the people. Hold a bunch of people from Peel region.
Crazy. Crazy. Yeah, and, young dude like in his 20s was arrested.
Crazy, man.
It's like, damn. Oh, they got a driver. They got a, you know.
There was a whole thing. There was a whole, like.
Okay.
There was a whole, like plan.
Yeah.
Like, they got the driver. They got a blueprint. It went this way.
It's a movie.
It was crazy, man.
You want to be the first to make a movie?
I would actually love to be in that movie. Recreate. That'd be pretty, that'd be cool as hell. Yeah. We could be like a cameo there.
Yeah.
These guys are like running in the Pearson Airport and they bump into me and you and they're like,
whoa, watch where you're going, pal.
People in the
movie. Where you going, friend?
Like, isn't that Ryan and Carlos?
Carlos and Ryan.
Carlos and Ryan from the blank?
Yeah. That'd be nice.
That'd be pretty funny.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Fiji, what do you think? You enjoy it.
Stop it.
Look at him over there. But yeah. There's just, I guess, homeboy's back to flaunting his money. You know, just, he's not intelligent, clearly.
No,
so,
you think at 50 years old, you'd be pretty, like,
you know, just like, experience. Hey, you know what? Let me just chill out since the feds are on my case. Yeah. Let me not flaunt the money that I stole, but I guess.
Decent head on your shoulders, sort of thing.
No, not him. I mean, he stole after all, so clearly.
Not damn. Good.
I can't believe they got away with it, like, first that long, too.
Yeah, for you. Well, the crazy thing is, like, how do you not, like, try to hide?
With leave that the much, country.
With that much money?
Leave the country.
Like, what would you do? Okay, Carlos, let's say you split
I'm okay.
20 million.
I successfully committed
you
the
You successfully
the big,
committed.
The
you have a
heist.
Year. You have a year. Like, you know in the future that a year you're going to get caught.
Mm.
You have 20. You have what's
that's a
6 divided by 20 or 20 divided by 6?
20 divided by 6. I don't know. I know 20 like, divided by 5 is 4.
4. So then
so
like,
4.5.
4.5.
Yeah. Yeah. 4.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4.5.
Not great at math, but yeah, 4.5. Okay. So let's say 4.5.
Yeah.
4.5 million. You have a year. You know the feds are coming for you.
Mm.
Your arrest date is a year from the day that you successfully
committed
this crime.
Right.
What are you doing with $4.5 million?
Boy, I am. I'm going to. My brother would kill me if I didn't. So I'm going to invest in some low cost index funds. obviously because I want the money to grow. And then, I'll, put some of my other money in my, some offshore accounts, you know, escrow, get that going,
get that going. Okay.
You know,
I like it.
Obviously go to the scrappers.
Oh,
block that. You know,
wow.
One night, just one night, just,
came
you
know,
go with the scrappers. I mean, just one night, just, you know, have myself,
blow it out. Yeah. 20,000 easy.
I probably won't even do it for a night. I'll probably be like 15 minutes. I'm tired. I'm like, all right, I'm done. Yeah, I'll pick up my money. Let's go. I want my money back. Yes, I don't care. I paid you guys for the booking fee. That's all y'all get. Yeah. And then I escape to Nicaragua.
Nicaragua?
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
That's it. That's my plan.
I like it.
Straightforward to
plan.
The point. I mean,
that's a good plan.
What about you, sir? What's your you successfully have $4.5 million, committed the biggest heist in Canadian history. What is Ryan doing with $4.5 million, knowing a year from now you could be in federal prison?
I'm paying R. Kelly's bail.
Oh my God, that is crazy.
No, I'm just playing. I don't know.
Wow. That is a unbelievable. The fact that even that even came into your head is insane.
I'm not leaving nowhere.
Oh, my God. I'm not leaving nowhere. I'm continuing with my day-to-day life. So long as R. Kelly's free, then take me to jail. Lock me up. I need a new album,
man. Damn.
Imagine R. Kelly just laying in bed. Like, R. Kelly, you're free to go. Someone paid bail.
What?
Well,
that was $4.5 million. Who paid that?
Who the hell paid that? Don't matter.
Don't matter.
You're free. You're a free man. All right. If you say so.
Oh my God.
Trapped in a prison. What am I gonna do? Someone paid your bail. What? Who?
Yeah, I don't know. But it's just crazy, man. Like $4.5 million. You think these guys would have tried to escape? Like no. They just. Probably went to work, tried to play it off.
Because, I mean, Air Canada, you can't just, quit a job like that. They're going to ask you, hey, where were you on Tuesday there?
If anyone quit during that time at Air Canada or like around that'd Pearson, be they'd be super sketchy. Yeah. I'm sure that investigation went on like that. I'm sure. Like brought a whole bunch of people in that were like working that day, asking them what they know, that kind of stuff.
But they have good, like, what made them want to like do it?
Money, man.
Like,
so much greed.
I know, it's but greed, at the man. Same time, like, you have, like, those Air Canada employees, like, they make good money.
Yeah.
And I would, like, you get benefits and stuff. Yeah. You can fly free places.
Yeah.
You know?
It's tough, man. Millions and millions of dollars. Is,
millions of double layers.
Is a tough thing to turn down.
Oh, boy. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So,
oh,
we'll see.
Dear. All right, let's go to this rap beef thing. Did we address that J. Cole apologized?
I think we did.
Still not happy about it.
I think we did.
But it has come to light that there's been some diss tracks released.
Yeah. Yeah, there has
Drake,
been.
Leak. There was a leak. I don't know if it's not official,
an official
yet.
One.
But there's a leaked Drake track.
Yep.
Rick Ross did release an official diss track.
You know what? I actually liked it. I liked
Rick
that
Ross?
One. Yeah, Champagne Moments. I actually thoroughly like that. I listened to it like 3 times today.
That was a good song.
You know what? Ross is, it's crazy because I'm such a huge Wale fan.
Yeah.
And then I remember listening in an interview and then they asked Wale, they're like, who are like some of the best MCs like or like best rappers right now?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, honestly, Rick Ross is like my favorite rapper right now.
Here's the deal. They assume that Rick Ross flaunts about money and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Rick Ross can rap.
He actually can.
The dude can rap.
He actually can.
The dude is a lyricist.
Like, I know
he's not your J. Cole or your, you know, your Lupe's or your Wale's even, but the dude can
rap.
He can hold his own.
Yeah.
Like Devil in a New Dress with Kanye West.
Huge.
He stole that song.
Huge. Yeah.
Murdered that song. All right. Just saying, the dude don't sleep on Ross. Champagne Moments, I heard that song, I'm like, man, now this is a diss track. This is how you go about it, man.
He
addressed Drake, he told straight up, and then he had the shit talking at the end.
Mwah, I chef's love the cover art.
Yeah, it's a AI Photoshop of Drake as a white man, and he calls him white boy a lot now.
As you know what it reminds me of, when the Dave Chappelle skit where he was white faced, as a news anchor, that shit was funny. That's what it reminds me of. I thought it was very well done.
I thought it was a really good diss track. Well done.
Here's
the thing about Drake's diss track, though. I think it was so many people that he addressed.
Yeah,
it felt like it was all over the place.
It was. I thought he like did a pretty good job.
It was good.
I thought he did a pretty good job.
It was good. But it was just like, it was just so many people.
Yeah.
I was like, come on. Just do like one track on one person, one on another, one on another.
There's so
but
much.
But I can't blame Drake, though. He has so many people coming at him. Who is he going against?
Yeah.
The Weeknd, apparently. Metro Boomin, Nav, Future, Rick Ross, Kendrick.
Yeah.
He has the whole world against him right now.
Mm-hmm.
So he must feel like he is not safe. And I feel you. All right.
Yeah,
but
he's shooting everybody.
Oh man,
he's Tony Montana.
Yeah, he's
this
helicopter.
Yeah.
Guns akimbo.
He's killing it.
Oh man, so we're gonna see what happens. But yes, that Rick Ross track.
Yeah, that was big.
Not bad. Not bad. Ross Rose.
His
BBL
flow,
Drizzy.
His flow and his sound. It just goes so well
unique.
Together. It goes
it's
so well.
Unique.
It's like the perfect like tone for that type of
absolutely.
Song.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh my God. Sorry.
No.
But him calling him BBL Drizzy is crazy. He's alleging that Drake got a nose job and he got liposuction for the abdomen area.
Oh, yeah. BBL Drizzy.
Oh boy.
That's so funny.
And he's providing photos for and I don't know.
Do you think it's like a real beef or you think it's just like a hype?
My thing, I'm hearing the reason why it started was because Drake invited one of Rick Ross's ex-girlfriends to a show.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
And, you know, bros before, you know.
Yeah.
So if that's true, Drake, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, pal.
Can't be stepping.
And then also the diss track includes a sample of when Drake said that Rosé was one of his favorite rappers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Rick Ross won. Drake, come on, Drake. You got to come back, pal.
Yeah. It's going to be tough to win.
It's going to be a tough one. You have a lot of competitors now. But this is hip hop right here, and I like it. I'm all for it,
it's
baby.
Cool to see.
Woo! Come on. Let's bring the competition back. Let's go. Yeah. What happened? Yes, this is the war.
You think J. Cole is going to come out with anything anymore?
No, he's done. I think he's done.
He's like, you know what?
You know what my brother made, what made my head explode? What made my mind blown? You know why it's called Might Delete Later?
Why?
Because he deleted the song from streaming platforms.
See, he actually deleted it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I knew, like, Might Delete Later as in, like, some people use that as, like, a post thing.
Yeah.
Like, all like,
yeah, no, but
I post something. Thing, oh, I might delete this later. Yeah. I've seen that kind of stuff.
So he had 7 minute drill, and then it was called Might Delete Later. And then he actually deleted the song.
This guy.
Wow. You, J. Cole, you son of a bitch. You got me. I had to think about it. I'm like, wait, that's what you did. You marketing genius bastard, you.
So it was well done. It was funny because at Coachella recently.
That was this past weekend?
Yeah, I think it was the past weekend. There was a couple big. I saw Tyler's set online, which is pretty cool. That was huge in the
end. Brought out Childish.
Yeah, Childish and Charlie Wilson.
That's right.
And then I think Lupe had a set. I watched a little bit of Lupe's set, and then he came out and I sent it to Carlos. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look, this is exactly you.
Yeah.
And Drake, it's kind of seems like in this whole beef thing, but Lupe is going after everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it was like
calling out Tyler.
Well, here's the deal. Everyone's like, man, Lupe, you're a lyricist. What do you think? I'm just like, he's like, bro, if anyone comes for me, I am backing down. And I'm like,
taking out everybody.
That's an MC right there.
Taking out everybody.
That's an MC right there. All right. If you want some rap beef, you don't back down, homie. We're going bar for bar, word for word. Lupe wants the smoke, all right? Yeah. You don't want to challenge the dude that made the song's Little Weapon. All right? Yeah. You don't challenge the dude that put you on game.
Yeah.
Huh?
Definitely don't.
You don't. You don't want smoke with that dude.
You know what? Now that I think about it, like, Put You On Game is definitely one of the most gangster songs.
That's you know what I mean?
It's like an underrated gangster song.
It's one of those like you hype yourself up to that song.
Like that song.
You listen to that right before the gym and you're like,
if he had like a diss track towards anybody and then he made you on your game from that, that was the diss track.
You'd probably win. He'd win on a landslide level.
The other guy with J. Cole, you're he'd just be like, I'm sorry, man.
Put you on game. Don't you know that I run? I'm like, Even SLR was just a phenomenal diss track. Ugh.
Scary.
Listen, Lupe, Kanye, I know you guys are like, oh, yeah, you don't want smoke with me. Don't involve yourself in this beef. You guys are better than that.
There's some young guns.
Yeah. Let these young guns do this. We need the young guns to do this.
You guys are already legendary.
All right. You guys are legends yourself. Yeah. Leave yourselves out of it. Life is good for y'all. Leave it be. These young guns, however, we need this stuff from them. All right. They've been getting a little bit cheesy as of late. They've been getting soft. All right, voguing on stage and like introducing tracks that and lip syncing to their own songs. All right, we need bars. Mm-hmm. We need that. We need the lyricism. We need to tell between the rappers and the artists. All right, some of these people that consider themselves rappers are just artists. The songs are not written by them. They just perform what's given to them by the record company, and then they go off. We need the rappers now. This is the time. We need to put hip-hop back on the map, baby. This is what we need. So thank you, Rosé. Thank you.
You know what I would be interested in? Whenever, if Kendrick comes out and, does, a full diss track.
A full-on diss track.
Because every time that he's ever done something, it was, featured on something, right?
Mm.
And, Control, he was featured on that song.
Featured Big Sean, yeah.
He's never done, his own song, kind of Champagne. Has he?
Well, there was, Chapter 3, I think? I forget what it was called. But there was one. He only addressed it briefly. But I believe it was he dissed Big Sean on it.
Oh, okay.
But I believe him and Sean are cool now. But it was only briefly.
Huh? Where's that dude now?
Yeah, that's okay. He came out with a song maybe like a month ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
But he did a Tiny Desk also recently.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that.
So
he's out there.
He's around.
He's out there.
He's around.
He's out there.
He's around. We need them hip hop. We need that hip hop, baby.
Makes it a little bit
Let's
exciting.
Let's get it.
Makes it a little bit
Let's
exciting.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for the diss tracks, baby.
Yeah. I don't care who wins.
Yeah. I want to see a bloodbath. I want to see it. I'm trying to see goddamn word for word, bar for bars go at it. All right.
Hopefully, no one's shooting each other.
Donald Duck, Goofy, Mickey Mouse. I'm finna punch you in the goddamn mouth, bar for bar. Arrow, Kit Kat, Nestle's Crunch. If you don't like them, I'm gonna give you this punch. I like that. Let's go.
That's the best. That's the best thing I've heard all day.
Wow. Yeah. Let's get it. Let's get it. You know who's one dude I would not want to beef with if I was a rapper?
Who's that?
50 Cent.
Oh no.
That is a
he
terrifying...
has shown,
bro,
that he does not have to
let's
rap
look at the
to
track
murder
record.
You.
Let's look at the track record of 50 Cent, yeah. Shall we? The man does not even have to rap. He just disses you with facts. and you have
yeah,
to
it's
concede.
Just a real thing. Yeah, it's just
like
real
look
thing.
At Ja Rule, for instance. Yeah. Like Ja Rule will never admit it, but 50 Cent single-handedly destroyed his career.
Yep. Definitely did.
With one album.
I'm actually shocked that Ja Rule thought he would win that.
Like, first, okay, don't get me wrong. Those two had bangers back in the day.
Yeah.
But when 50 Cent came out, it wasn't even close.
That album probably still holds some records.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Easily, it was the best album that year.
Yeah, I bought it.
Any artist, in my opinion.
Yeah, I bought it.
100%. Yeah. Like, come on. Like and then so look at that beef with Ja Rule. Ja Rule thought he could take him. No, it didn't end well. Not at all. Not at all. And then Fat Joe. I don't know what happened with that, but they're cool now. So that's all that matters.
Okay.
But then
I had no idea.
He had beef with Rick Ross.
Oh.
There was no diss tracks. There was just actual beef. You know what this man did? The man just sits down in an interview and then the interviewer asks him about Rick Ross. And then 50 Cent just tells him straight up, like, bro, Rick Ross, he's a phony. He's a fake. He's not real. The dude is a cop.
Ooh.
Damn. He's a corrections officer. How is he going to talk about being gangster, being a hustler and all that? But he was a corrections officer. That's all this is.
Yep.
And then he brings up the Remember facts that. Like, oh, but he's doing well with numbers. And then he asked him, you know what his last album was? He's like, what? Triple C's. You know how much that sold? How much? 4,000 copies.
Damn.
And he gave him the numbers. Yeah. He gave him the stats. There was no debate. Yeah. That's 50 Cent for you. Yeah. And then lest we not forget, for years now, he's been talking ish about Diddy. Telling the world that Diddy is gay. And y'all just laugh. Ha ha, all you. Oh, 50. You just being 50, man. You're a funny guy. I'm like, no, this dude is gay.
Yeah.
And he's into some weirdo-ish.
Damn.
Now, fast forward to 2024, April 18th of 2024. What is your views on Diddy now? Huh?
Just to throw that out there. Nothing wrong with being gay.
Nothing wrong.
We're just saying
he alluded.
That's what he was saying.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with it, though.
Yes.
We're not.
But we're alluding that not only was he gay, but Diddy was into some weirdo-ish. Yeah.
It seems to be coming out now.
And it's coming out day by day that he was into some weirdo-ish. And now 50's like, I'm going to market the damn hell out of the documentary I'm finna do. I'm going to foil this dude. You all know what creeped him 50 out about Diddy?
No.
So 50 Cent one day was saying that before he was signed, or he had a record deal, he met up with Diddy. Because Diddy wanted to sign him to Bad Boy.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a smart move.
Right, absolutely. However, so Diddy and 50 are talking one day. He's like, hey, man, you know what? I want to work with you. I want to do business. And he's like, all right, cool. He's like, hey, but you know what? I'll tell you what. I'll take you shopping. 50's like, huh? Diddy goes, dude, it's okay. I'll buy everything. And 50 goes, what the hell did you just say to me? Now, 50 Cent, it was like, yo, as a man, I ain't with that.
Yeah.
That ain't going to do without me. Because 50 Cent knew that nothing in life is free.
From that day on.
He knew that nothing in life is free. If he had went on that shopping spree, Diddy was going to get his returns back.
Yeah.
One way or another.
In a weird way.
In a weird way.
Yeah.
Take that. In a weird way.
That's right. Why the streets they raise you, man.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
They let He's you an recognize.
50's an intelligent man.
They make you recognize all the issues in business and all that kind of stuff, yeah. And you know.
I'm telling the man, if he's beefing with you, you're a weird person.
Yeah.
And the track record proves it. All right?
Let's just hope 50 keeps paying his...
His Illuminati.
His Illuminati, yeah.
I hope so.
That'd be one person I hate to see.
Yeah,
go down,
man. That's an entertaining dude. Shout out to 50, man.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, let's hope you don't end up the Diddy way. And I hope not, because 50 seems like a legitimately like cool dude. Beef aside, you just don't want to piss him off. That's all. You know, he sued Tierra Marie for money.
Oh, really?
Tierra Marie?
Yeah, I know Tierra
Marie. And he hasn't paid. She still hasn't paid him back.
Damn.
So it's like the interest is increasing.
What was the suing for? Do you know?
Apparently, she borrowed money from him, like $25,000.
Oh, really?
And she never paid it back.
Wow.
And they had this whole Twitter spat about it, and he wanted his money. Yeah, he sued her, and he won. By like
that's crazy. Wow.
So now she owes him money.
I don't get what's with these
and
people.
She's broke.
I don't get what with these people like.
They're
not paying their bills, man.
Yeah, and stop flaunting like you're rich if you're not.
Pay your bills.
Stop buying stop and invest in stuff that actually will bring you money back. Yeah. Stop investing in the cars, the chains, the grills.
Pay your bills, people.
Invest in some low cost index funds, folks. What are we doing? God. Huh? Ugh. Yeah, I'm you know what? I'm tired of these goddamn celebrities for today.
Oh boy.
Well, I'm good. I ain't got nothing else to say. What about you?
You know, there was actually one thing I sent over to you that I found pretty interesting.
What's that?
But you know, not to get too political into the whole Palestine Israel thing, but you know, Google recently fired about 28 of their employees or something like that, because they were protesting within the Google offices. Supposedly, you know, they're saying that they found out that some Google funds or Google contracts were in favor of Israel and all that kind of stuff. So had a bunch of people come out and protest within the office. Right. Supposedly they're making a huge ruckus, you know, like flipping tables, causing disturbances, you know, just not working. And they fired all of them. So then now, you know, pro-Palestinian protesters are maybe not boycotting Google as of yet, but it's not a good look.
Hear me out.
As of right now.
My thing is, if you want to support Palestine and Israel, it's your call. It's your move. Do what you got to do. Don't flip tables. No. You didn't get fired because you supported Palestine or Israel. You got fired for flipping tables and being disruptive.
Yeah.
Folks, like, what are we doing? Don't make this a race or a discrimination thing. You disrupt the office, you disrupt the workplace, and if you're not making money, get out.
It's a business.
It's a business at the end of the day. I understand you
have your emotional feelings.
Listen, I understand you have your emotional support and you guys want to, you know, support what you can. I feel you. I don't believe Google was taking that away from you. It's just you can't flip ish around to make a point. If you want to make a point, do that outside of work. If you have a problem with what the company's doing, an email or a certain meeting could have been addressed.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that. I think that's fair, no?
Yeah, that is fair. It's just business.
It's a business, you know, at the end of the day.
I don't know, Carlson and I, you know, we're not huge fans of corporations.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we know they don't treat you well.
Absolutely.
They don't treat
you
us well.
You think I don't want to flip a desk at my place?
We definitely do.
There's a few managers I don't want to slap? Huh?
We still got to pay the bills.
I still got bills to pay.
I got bills to pay.
All right. I got trips to make. I got stuff to do.
Life to live.
Life to live, baby. So don't call this discrimination. All I'm saying, if you're going to protest for the fact that the money is going towards Israel. Don't protest for the fact that you got fired, because we all know why you got fired. You wouldn't shut the beep up. You flip shit. And you expected to be like, all right, see you Monday? No, that's not how this works.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said.
Ah, that's all I got to say about that. Now, come on, folks. Be better. Stop playing the victim card when you clearly were the aggressor of this. All in all, that's all I got to say about that. You got any takes?
All right, we're good.
All right. On that note, thank y'all for joining us this week. Tune in next week where we talk about the same-ish And hopefully he doesn't wear this poncho.
Colts, baby.
Oh, God. Anywho, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And as always, folks, remember, if you got problems to solve, or if you need to, always remember, fill it in.
Peace, everybody.
Because you're the answer.